Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now for some Christmas magic. We see it in holiday movies and read about it in books like The Night Before Christmas. But we all have the ability to weave magic if we choose to. Katie Sewell of the Bittersweet Life podcast tells us about a holiday mystery from long ago.
I've kept a secret for over 30 years, but that ends today. It started in middle school, 8th grade. Christmas was right around the corner. And that's when I first noticed Jeremy.
When I arrived at school, I was really shy and, you know, just going through the motions of school.
I didn't know it then, but when Jeremy moved to my school, it was because his mother had just died.
My dad was suffering and mourning, really broken up and dysfunctional, and he mourned his whole life.
I saw him in the halls. We had classes together. I knew he was new, and I knew he seemed alone. And I wanted to do something about that. Not just be nice to him at school, which I was, something bigger, something magic. So I hatched a plan. To make it work, I needed his address, a getaway driver, some money, and the cover of darkness. And I needed my friend Rachel as an accomplice, and she went along with the plan.
I'm very easygoing, and like all the crazy stuff you'd pull me into, it was just fun.
On December 1st, we go to his house.
It was one night, right after dinner, there was a strange knocking at our door. And I went to the door.
And we leave something on the doorstep.
And I opened it up, and there was a Christmas tree.
Rachel and I go running down the driveway to the street.
A very small Christmas tree. It was about 2 feet tall, and it was beautifully decorated. And it said it was to me, from the Christmas elves.
We jump in the getaway car.
I was like, what? What could this be? This is amazing. This is exciting. And I could not figure out who did it. And I ran outside. I looked down the road both directions, and there was no one in sight.
We are long gone.
And throughout that Christmas, it happened again.
We did this every night for 24 straight days, all the way to Christmas.
I remember one time we almost got caught. It was high stakes. Like the magic would be gone.
Jeremy got faster and faster at answering the door. But still, after all those nights, after all those gifts, he never saw us. And we wanted it that way. It seemed like if he never knew it was us, he'd have to suspect the whole school. Somewhere within it, someone was happy he was there. Or maybe it would just feel like magic. After many, many years, I caught up with Jeremy again.
How's it going? Good to see you.
Can I give you a hug?
Oh,
hey, buddy.
Oh, hi, puppy.
And I had a gift for him.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, my favorite. Thank you so much.
I gave him a Christmas candy cane and told him that all those gifts from long ago, they were from me. The one bad thing about keeping this a secret for 30 years is I never knew if the mystery had mattered to Jeremy. Had it made a difference at all?
That was my first Christmas on Mercer Island, so it was a huge deal. Felt like that was welcoming, and that helped out a lot. And that made Christmas way better. And it was exciting and something to talk about, but the Christmas elves came. And when they come, be ready.
What do you make of that?
Well, I believe people were trying to help me out and make me feel jolly around Christmas and happy and fill in the gaps and the voids that I expressed during the day. But I also believe in magic, and people make magic as well. It was important. Super important.
For Here and Now, I'm Katie Sewell.
Katie's story was produced with Casey Martin, with musical help from Adam Scone and the Scone Cash Players.